1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, everyone, all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And certainly, we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to join you once again by way of radio. That telephone number today is 904-831-0917. That call will get you to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. We'll be talking about today Christian freedom in connection with man's free will. Christian freedom. Listen, we have to know and understand on today that all of our religious rights are under attack. We need to know on today is time for us to do as the Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand free in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Truly, this broadcast, again, is brought to you by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the corner of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. They have a giant benchmark there, the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying at the top. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. They're an outdoor power equipment and service dealer that specializes in all types of equipment, such as Honda and Echo, and anything that it takes to be able to enable you to do a good job, or even if you want to open up your own business in lawn care or service, they can certainly help you with that. Again, Tools for a Time, they have a website, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. You can look them up on the website. Once again, excuse me this morning. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my voice. But again, we thank God for the opportunity to be able to come before you right now. But we're going to talk about, again, Christian freedom and what it means to be free. Man is a free will, but he's a free moral agent. If free will means that God gives humans the opportunity to make choices that genuinely affect their destiny, then yes, human beings do have a free will. The world's current sinful state is directly linked to choices made by Adam and Eve. So certainly when we look at the thing that we experience in this whole life today, we all have a free will. We have the freedom of choice. But we must also understand, since God gave us the free will of choosing, or the ability to choose, then we have to understand that choices carry consequences. Choices carry consequences. So many times when people make bad choices and get bad results, then they want to blame God for the end result. But we have to understand, because you made the choice, if you make a good choice, then you're going to get good results. But if you make a bad choice, then you're going to get bad results. In other words, the same Bible tells us that we reap what we sow. We don't plant corn and look for strawberries. If you plant corn, you're going to get corn. And a lot of times you reap what you sow, when you sow, more than you sow. So you have to be careful about your choices on today. And understand, because God has also given you the right to make a choice, then you have to be accountable for your choices. Now, that's another thing that people don't want anything to do with, the accountability part. Of course, they want to be blessed, but they don't want the blessor. They want to receive gifts, but they don't want to receive the giver of gifts. And truly, God knows what we need even before we ask, but he tells us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So certainly, we have to understand, if we make a choice, when we make a choice, we need to make it based upon the will of God for our lives, because we are not our own. The Bible says that we were bought with a price. In other words, Christ died on the cross so that you could be free. So this is the reason why, when we go to the book of Galatians that I read, that I quoted at the beginning, stand fast. In other words, stand firm in the liberty. You have freedom. You have all the freedom that you need contained in the word of God. Listen, so many times we walk around with signs. I want a right to do this. I want a right to do that. This particular right is being violated, so forth and so on. I mean, we see the world doing a whole lot of that. But Christians don't have a reason to complain, because you have more freedom than you can stand. So listen, when you read the word of God, know what it means for your life. And I hear Dr. Youngblood say all the time, context, 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 context. Make sure that you understand the context of what you're reading, because if you put something ahead of that, then that makes it a pretext, then it should never be used for a text. Now, I'm less than 100 years old, and I've been in the world a long time, and I thank and praise God for the opportunities that have come my way. But a lot of things I had to learn through trial and error. There are a lot of things that I learned. Good comes out of good and bad comes out of bad. So then I try to avoid the bad, and I try to do it based upon what it is that God would have me to do. I understand that Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, God says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. And just to quote just a little bit of it, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, I don't know what each of you want to receive on today, but I want to receive all the best that the Father has for me so that I could experience a little piece of heaven on earth. Listen, we're not looking for the good in the sweet by and by. We need to understand that the word of God promises, and Christ died. We celebrated his death, burial, and resurrection on last Sunday, and I'm going to continue to rejoice, because the world is always rejoicing in evil. And I don't know if you can, if you had a chance to see this over the news broadcast, but I think it was one of the evangelical pastors wanted to have a drag queen show on Easter Day. Not only that, I have an article here that says Fox News rejects White House demands to retract Easter egg stories. I want you to listen to this. Fox News is rejecting a call from the Biden administration officials to retract coverage of the policy on the Easter egg art used during the White House annual holiday celebration earlier. This was last week. The White House has throughout the week forcefully pushed back on coverage across conservative media of the Easter egg roll, some of which incorrectly claimed the administration instituted a new ban on religious symbols for designs on eggs, a ban that has been in place for decades. Now, let us understand, the Easter egg doesn't have anything to do with Christ. The Easter bunny doesn't have anything to do with Christ. We must understand that Easter was a pagan holiday, but because when you go to the book of Acts, the word Easter is only mentioned one time. After Easter, I think it was the king was intending to kill James. But now, Christians celebrate Easter because it happened to fall during the same time that Passover was happening. And then this was the time that Christ, when he died on the cross, he rose on the third day morning, Sunday morning, first day of the week, with all power in his hands, according to the scripture. And then Christians began celebrating Easter as a way to commemorate worship toward our Savior and for being grateful for what he did for us. So in other words, you need to understand as a believer, Christ died and rose again so that you could be free. But listen, this administration decided to have the Easter egg roll, which is something that they've been having annually at the White House. But then they wanted to tell them, Christians especially, and I think they always point the finger at Christians, what kind of designs to put on the Easter eggs. Now, the administration offered rare praise earlier last week for the conservative website, The Daily Caller, which retracted a story that said the Biden White House banned children from submitting Easter eggs with religious themes for its Easter art contest on Monday. Administration officials have complained to Fox News leadership over stories published on the outlet's website regarding the eggs, the online news outlet Semaphore reported. We stand by our report. This is what I'm quoting. We stand by our reporting as it accurately quotes the 2024 call for art, youth art flyer, which states Easter egg design submissions must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, I want you to get that note, overtly religious themes, a Fox spokesperson said on the Hill on Thursday. The story also includes, on the record, comments from the American Easter Egg Board president and CEO, Emily Metz, that's M-E-T-Z, who explains that these long-standing guidelines are due to USDA rules. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but I only want you to be able to connect this together with what we are talking about today, religious freedom, free will choice. Now, according to the Constitution, we have codified within that by the forefathers of this nation that everybody has certain unalienable rights. Now, that means those are rights that are not supposed to be infringed upon, especially when it comes down to the worship of God, because the fathers were religious people that believe in the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. And certainly, since they built this country around the word of God, then they gave every, let me say this, legitimate American citizen. Now, we're not talking about those who come here illegally. You have to become a citizen the right way in order to be able to enjoy the rights and privileges of the Constitution. Now, getting back to what I said, this country was supposed to be built on the word of God. Yet we find it in the news and in various other areas, reports of rights being violated, especially Christian rights, almost each and every day. So for that reason, we need to take a stand. I hear Dr. Youngblood say, stand for holiness, stand for righteousness, stand on the word of God, because that's the only right thing we got left in this wrong world. I believe we got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Brother Kenneth.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Thank you.
But I want to ask a couple of questions. That's it. Okay, the young man that killed the deputy, I think it was in St. John's County. They talking about putting him in prison for the rest of his life. But the taxpayers going to have to pay. We're already paying for the illegals in here. And the young man that killed the nursing student in Georgia, I found out he's got released. And the young man that killed a police officer, I remember Biden was doing a campaign in New York, and Trump was going to the wake for that officer. Because it is sad the way this administration is taking us. And we just don't know how many cells we got in this country now. And it's sad the way they are handling everything. They're trying to destroy America, not keep America free.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Kenneth. I mean, you are right. I mean, basically, but again, you know, getting back to, you know, what the subject is, you know, when it comes down to religious rights and freedoms, the freedoms we enjoy as American citizens, it seems like criminals have more rights than the law-abiding citizens have. And we are under attack. I mean, we need to know and understand it, especially if you're wearing the name of Christ, you are under attack on every level. So for that reason, you need to stand fast, as I said in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, in the liberty. Christ died so that you could be free. Wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. When we look at the book of 1 John, I believe that's chapter 3, it tells us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And that's not of the Father, but it's of the world. So we must understand, when we connect ourselves with worldly ideals, then we open ourselves up to the attack of the enemy, which is the devil, and all of his cohorts. He has people out there working for him. Sad to say, some of them are even in the church. So we have to beware, be ready, watch and pray, like the Bible says, and be on guard at all times, and trust that whatever we have to go through, God is going to deliver. We don't have to take up a knife or a gun or do any fighting. We don't have to roll up our sleeves and slug it out with them. All we need to do is leave them in the hands of the Lord. The Bible says that when your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. In so doing, you heap coals of fire upon his head. Leave it in the hands of the Lord, and God is going to bring us out. But meanwhile, Ephesians chapter 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, when you read that chapter, you must understand, when you're putting on that armor, that means you're going to a fight, a battle. There's a war going on, and you better pray. And it tells us all those parts of the armor that we need to put on. But notice, there's nothing, no armor for the back. The reason why we don't have to worry about our back is because God's got your back. He is our protector at all times. So in other words, when we put on this armor as Christians, we ought to be marching forward into war at all times, realizing that we're on the winning side. God has never lost the battle. He's never lost a case. He's a lawyer, never lost a case. And he's a great doctor that never lost a patient. So if we leave it in the hands of the Lord, God is going to see us through. But in the meantime, we have to take a stand. We're not supposed to stand as jellybacks. You know, there are some out there today that they're confessing to be Christian. They're confessing to be this and that. They're confessing so many different things till you really don't know what to believe anymore. But the word of God tells us you can tell the tree by the fruit it bear. Sooner or later, their talk will catch up with them, and God's going to snatch the cover off of them, and the whole world will be able to see who they are. So for that reason, as Christians, as believers, let us put on the whole armor of God that we can be able to stand. Amen?
Brother Davis, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
I heard that Praise Week is going to be Gay Pride Week. Friday is supposed to be Good Friday. It's going to be gay. And Sunday is going to be the celebration for the LGBTQ, and I'm going to get off the phone, and you can answer that for me. And I was like, is this man on, when he lost his mind, talking about he's a Catholic or whatever? But I'm getting off the phone. I just want to get your opinion on it.
Amen. Now, I haven't really heard that to be able to confirm whether that's so or not. But being that it's President Biden, I don't put anything past him. Because when you look at, even on Easter Day last week, he wanted to celebrate the gays and lesbians at the White House, and he wanted to make that National Gay and Transgender, I believe it was. I forget the exact wording of it. But he wanted to make that a special day for them on Easter Day, and it just so happened to coincide with the Easter holiday, the tradition of Christians celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, listen, that was no coincidence. I'm not saying that. That was intentional. Because when you look at him, yes, he professes one thing out of his mouth, but by way of living, he lives it out in another different way. To let me know he's not a real Christian. He's cloaking behind Christ. And listen, God said he will not give his glory to another. And you're not going to do things contrary to his will and to his word and think you're going to hide behind him. No, 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 no. He's going to pull the cover off of you and he's going to expose you for who and what you are. Now, this president, again, has made a laughing stock out of himself in so many different ways, even with the leaders overseas and national, worldwide, everywhere. I mean, people know who he is and they don't fear him because they know there's really nothing to him. So getting back to him as a Christian, I don't have a lot of confidence in him because he's never really done anything convincing to me to prove to me by way of the word of God, not just me, my personal self, but by way of the word of God, I don't see anything in his life that qualifies him to be a Christian according to the word. So again, it's not our job to judge any individual because we got to sweep around our own front door before we try to sweep around somebody else's. But we need to know and understand that the word of God tells us in there what to look for in the life of those who are confessing the name of Christ. The Bible even tells us, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So that means you're not supposed to couple yourself up with anything that pertains to sin, even if it looks like it. Anything that looks like sin, the Bible tells us to flee from that. Sometimes if you have to run, take off and run and go in the other direction and get out from under that, because you have to understand that sin brings judgment. The book of Romans says, all unrighteousness is sin. God's not pleased with it. So why open yourself up for the judgment of God when you can be blessed? Now, as long as we're on this Christian journey, we're supposed to be learning, living, and walking in fellowship with the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the only way we can do that is by Christ showing up in our lives through giving us the power to obey his word. Now, again, the reason why I say giving us the power, some of us think that we can do it on our own, and we can't. And this is another thing that causes us to error in the area of free will. We think we can do what we please, when we please, and how we please to do it. But that's not so. The only way that you can do all of that is when it's connected with the will of God. And if you love God, if you're keeping his commandments, then you don't want to do anything contrary to his will, especially when you know that it will make him unhappy. Because the scripture say in the book of Hebrews, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen. Praise God. Thank God my voice is straightening out just a little bit. But thank God I've still got a little bit of scratchiness here and there. But I hope and pray that, you know, you all just bear with me. But I thank God, again, for us, we who will stick with the word of God, obey the word of God, love God as the scripture says, and then love ye one another as Christ gave us commandment. Amen. So we have to know, amen, this is no cakewalk. This is no joke. God is no joke. He is not anyone to be played with. Amen. He is God Almighty, and he's got all power in his hands. And if that's the case, you must know and understand you're walking on dangerous ground when you're playing with God. Amen. So getting back to free will and what it means, God created mankind in his own image, and that included the ability to choose. However, free will does not mean that mankind can do anything he pleases. Our choices are limited to what is in keeping with our nature. For example, this is just an example. If a man chooses to walk across a bridge or not to walk across it, what he may not choose is to fly over the bridge. Now, we're not talking about by way of aircraft. We're talking about by way of having wings. None of us have wings. We seem to think angels have wings. Okay, that's okay. That's fine. But we need to know mankind does not have wings, so his nature prevents him from flying because he doesn't have wings. In a similar way, a man cannot choose to make himself righteous. His sin nature prevents him from canceling his guilt. Now, if we were able to make ourselves righteous, then Christ wouldn't have had to come down here and die upon the cross. But he did that because we needed a savior. And that's Brother David's message to everyone I come across, everybody I see, no matter how good you are, no matter what you got in the bank, no matter what kind of house you live in, no matter what kind of car you drive, no matter what your social standing is, you still need a savior. Let's not take that lightly. Amen. 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Again, Christian belief, man's free will. What do we have? What kind of rights do we have according to the word of God? Amen. So free will, when we look at free will, is limited by nature. For Romans 3 and 23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In the New Testament, sinners are commanded over and over to repent and believe. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And 1 John 3 and 23. So we must understand, listen, when God gave us the free will to make a choice, those choices should be made based on his word. What is his will for our lives? Do you know what God's will is for your life? When we look at religious freedom prevents the cultural majority from using the power of the state to impose their beliefs on others. We talked about that a little bit, I believe it was on last week, about the separation of church and state. And I believe I read a couple times on the broadcast a direct quote from President Thomas Jefferson, how he made a statement that on his watch, he would never impose his rights over the rights of Christians who want to worship God. That's just in short. That's not the quote, but that's just how to summarize it in a few words, what he had to say. And that was back in the early, I believe, if I can remember that, back in the early 1700s, where I think it was the Danbury Christians or something connected to them. They were a group that wanted to get together and observe their religious beliefs. And then the president wrote this statement out that he wouldn't interfere with them if they wanted to worship God. In other words, because he believed that the government should remain in its place and perform the duties it was set up to do. And then the church should be able to do what they wanted to do, so long as it was what was contained in the word of God connected with religious freedom. So again, religious freedom prevents the cultural majority from using the power of the state to impose their beliefs on others. This protects everyone, religious and non-religious alike, from the government becoming so powerful that it can tell people what to think and how to act. Now, we saw that during the COVID pandemic, how they shut down all businesses, made everybody stay home, and they violated our constitutional rights because they told the church not to assemble together, and the one that did, you must come in with a mask on, and then you can't sing, you can't pray, you can't even open your mouth. You ought to keep your mouth shut. So again, our rights were violated, and some of us went along with it, and we didn't trust in God like we should have. And as a result of that, many churches shut down and have never reopened. So listen, let us know and understand what the word of God says that we have according to religious freedoms, and let us continue to worship God. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.